All right, so take three or four really good deep clearing breaths. Relax any tension in your body. Bring your focus to your body, the first chakra, your tribe. Tribal beliefs. I release, for now and all time, my negative first chakra identities. And you repeat after me. I release, for now and all time, my negative first chakra identities. No more fear. No more belief in scarcity. No more tribal beliefs. No more superstitions. No more belief in limitation. In me or others. No more limitation in my environment. No more rejection of my body and its beauty. Just allow that to fall away. I now believe and live through these first chakra principles. There is no truth at all to most of what my tribe taught me. There is no truth to most of what I believe. I create my own tribe and belief systems. Freely every day. I love my body and trust its wisdom. My body carries me through my life effortlessly. I love what I have. I am a creator. I am immersed in abundance. I trust. And just let that fill you. Moving into the second chakra, into your emotional identity. I release for now and all time my negative second chakra identities. No more guilt. No more battles with others. No more need to get even with anyone or any situation. No more blocking depth and intimacy in my life. No more pretending that I have no needs. Or feeling that I am too needy. No more honoring my personal pain history. No more blocking intimacy in my life. Through control of emotions, sexuality, or money. Just let that fall away. I now believe and live through these second chakra principles. My feelings are the guiding force in my life. I know my life purpose through feelings, not thinking. I feel the energy flowing through my body as pure pleasure. I follow my passions and desires. My sexuality is sacred and playful. Just allow yourself to be filled. Moving into the third chakra, the ego and sense of self-identity. I release for now and all time my negative third chakra identities. No more shame. No more low self-esteem. No more need to compare myself to others. And be better than others. No more frantic doing, doing, doing. No more need to be special. No more giving my power away. Let that fall away. I now believe and live through these third chakra principles. I know that there is no one else like me on this planet. Inner peace in my life only comes when I express who I really am. I have been given this body, mind, and emotional capacity to bring balance, harmony, and joy to the world. I honor the power within me to say yes to life. Joy and enthusiasm are my gift to myself. To be filled with that. Moving into the fourth chakra, I release for now and all time my negative fourth chakra identities. No more lack of forgiveness. No more grief and belief that life should have been different. No more using my wounds to hide my life. No more avoiding intimacy by being too busy. No more closing my heart in relationships and to myself. That fall away. I now believe and live through these fourth chakra principles. My purpose is to share my heart with others fearlessly. Only through the eyes of others can I fully know myself. Forgiveness is for beginners. I embrace and accept everything in my life as the best thing that has ever happened to me. I do not blame. I accept full responsibility for the outcome of my choices and life situations. I reach out to others for the connection I desire so deeply within myself. I love. And let yourself be filled with that. Moving into the fifth chakra, creative identity. I release for now and all time my negative fifth chakra identities. No more creating my life through my negative life story. No more lies. No more denial of my addictions. No more silence and withholding my truth from those I love. No more controlling others. No more complaining. Ever. I now believe and live through these fifth chakra principles. I speak the truth of my heart and soul. I am impeccable with my words. I balance both my feelings and mind. My words always hold the intention of creating unity and heaven on earth. My external life purpose is not the job I do. But who I am being and becoming. As I share my creative gifts with others, I live in integrity. Moving into the sixth chakra, I release for now and all time my negative sixth chakra identities. No more illusions and misperceptions of what life is or means. No more being right and making others wrong. No more reactive emotions based on my thinking. No more seeing the glass as half empty. No more prejudging myself and others. No more virtual reality goggles that relive movies and trauma of the past. No more pretending I don't know what to do. Who I am, or what life is about. Let that all fall away. I now believe and live through these six chakra principles. I see the unfiltered truth. I don't want any illusions anymore. God, I want to see with your eyes, hear with your ears, speak with your tongue, love with your heart, live in your image, feel your passion for life, and create your dreams with my hands. My inner sight illuminates the truth. I move toward my vision with clarity and purpose. Moving into the seventh chakra, I release for now and all time my negative seventh chakra identities. No more attachments to the objects and content of my mind. No more feeling stuck by my attachments and obligations to others that negate me. No more belief in limitation. No more praying for stuff and money. No more supporting my own isolation from others. No more supporting divisions of nations, states, towns, homes, individuals, and within myself. Let that all fall away. I now believe and live through these seventh chakra principles. I know consciousness creates matter. When I am open and change my belief, attitude or action, I reshape the matter of my life and the universe instantly. All I need is the faith of a mustard seed. All is one, and within the one I am complete and free. I now release all religious dogma. I see my life and the events within it as my spiritual path. I am in the flow of the river of life, and it effortlessly leads me to my destiny. Allow yourself to be filled with that. Moving into the physical life purpose, I release for now and all time my negative physical life purpose identities. No more being stuck and questioning my instinct. No more abuse of others through unconscious reflexive actions. No more feeling ungrounded and feeling like a fake. I now believe and live through these physical life purpose principles. I trust all my instincts. I act with power and authority. At my core, I am like a giant sequoia tree. I am unmovable in my integrity to be me. I create my life and things in it, in every moment effortlessly and powerfully. Moving into the spiritual life purpose. I release for now and all time my negative spiritual life purpose identities. No more spinning in my head and pretending I don't know my life purpose. No more asking others to tell me who I am. No more seeing my life as off track in any way. No more striving. No more reliance on external guidance. No more living in the future. I now believe and live through these spiritual life purpose principles. My life purpose is unique and necessary. My purpose is what brings me passion and drive to express myself in the world. I trust that everything in my life is an omen and guidance. I take action on my guidance instantly. I am my life purpose. It transforms the universe by being me. Zeal point. I release for now and all time my negative zeal point identities. No more feeling powerless. No more being fragmented in my approach to my life. No more inner chaos. No more feeling like I will never get it. I now believe and live through these zeal point principles. I am fully alive and integrated through my body, mind, and emotions. I integrate my life purpose with my body, mind, and emotions. I hold back nothing and live with passion. Moving into the inner light point, I release for now and all time my negative inner light point identities. No more blindness to my guiding light. No more darkness and depression in my thinking and vision. No more dense mental frustration. I now believe and live through these inner light point principles. I see the divine in all things. My mind is made of brilliance and light. I see the light in the eyes of everyone that I know and meet. I see myself in that light. Lastly, the soul. Release for now and all time. My negative soul level identities. No more lack of faith. No more feeling separate and alone in the world. No more time. No more distance. Between the feelings in my heart and universal truth and love. No more feeling of needing to be protected. I now believe and live through these soul principles. The kingdom of heaven radiates from within me and my core. The fear that looked outward with hopes of being saved is now the faith that all my deepest life's questions will be answered from within. I and all human beings are one with God. When I see the soul in myself, I see the soul in others. When I see the soul in others, I begin to heal humanity and the planet into wholeness. I'm willing to begin today, one person at a time.